The gospel tells us this morning, when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. His heart was moved with pity. The Greek word for pity used in this gospel passage describes no ordinary pity, but an emotion which moves a person to the very core of their being. In the New Testament, this Greek word never occurs outside of the Synoptic Gospels. And except for three occurrences in the parables, it is always used of Jesus himself. In the parables, it's used of the master who had compassion on the servant who was unable to pay his debt, of the compassion which made the father go out of his door down the road, embrace his son, the prodigal son, and of the compassion which made the Samaritan go to the aid of the wounded traveler on the Jericho road. In every other instance, it is used of Jesus himself. And there are a couple of very interesting things about the use of this Greek word. First of all, we see the human situations which moved, truly moved, the heart of Jesus. Jesus was moved by the spiritual wasteland of the vast crowd. He was not annoyed with their spiritual blindness. He was not impatient with their lack of understanding. He felt sorrow for them. He saw them as lost wanderers to be found and brought home. He did not see them as chaff to be burned. He saw them as a harvest to be reaped. He never regarded people as a nuisance. Jesus never regarded the suffering one with indifference. He beheld the sufferer with an aching pity, which impelled him to respond. The use of this Greek word in our gospel passage today tells us something else about the infinite God who created the universe. Did you know that scientists have determined the universe expanded very rapidly as a result of the Big Bang, growing from the size of a marble to billions of light years across in the first 1/1,000,000,000th of a second after its cataclysmic birth? Scientists also described there are more stars in the known universe than there are grains of sand on all of the world's beaches. And using that same scale, each of the grains of sand are 7 miles distant from one another. One scientist explains, we and all we can see are at most a tiny dot in an unimaginably large sea of space and time. This infinite God, who created all that exists, is at the very same time infinite love. And this God of infinite power and infinite mercy pitied his creation so much that he clothed himself with human flesh that he might shepherd us to greener pastures. Divine pity always exacts a corresponding divine action. Jesus himself was in motion. He was a wandering rabbi without a home, without a pillow on which to rest his head. Those who claim to follow him are to walk after him in his footsteps. And so it is that in last Sunday's gospel, Jesus sends his apostles out to be shepherds of compassion and healing. Pope Benedict writes, our relationship with God is also a relationship with our fellow men and women. It rests on a communion of human beings. God does not reveal himself to the isolated ego. Being related to God is tied up with being related to our brothers and sisters, with communion with them. Next Sunday, once again moved by compassion, Jesus, with the help of his apostles, will feed over 5,000 people. Jesus did not regard men and women as a statistic or a number. To Jesus, the other always has a face, is always a real presence, a person to take care of. The kingdom of our God of infinite love has arrived upon the earth in the person of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is now, is happening all around us now. Perhaps not in its fullness, but nonetheless, it has come to the earth through the life and the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ. If we, the sheep, are to follow the shepherd, we too must walk in his footsteps. We also must become apostles of compassion, that we might be an extension of his pity in our world today. Real evangelization is born from a generous heart of mercy. Pope Francis tells us the future of mankind isn't exclusively in the hands of politicians, of great leaders, of big companies. The future is, most of all, in the hands of those people who recognize the other as a you and themselves as part of an us. And the Pope continues, through the darkness of today's conflicts, each and every one of us can become a bright candle, a reminder that light will overcome the darkness. I think we sometimes take for granted that God is love, infinite love, and that the Christian life is a life of his love in us poured out. St. John Paul II reminds us, we are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our own real capacity to become the image of his Son.